number 26. It's all about guerrilla networking and expanding your network. What I find fascinating is that people will send out over a period of months hundreds of resumes at times and not hear back from any of them. But yet they keep sending out more and more resumes to more and more websites and more job postings. And somehow that activity that they see of getting a resume posted or an application completed makes them feel productive. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that at all. You know, I think we have something more to offer than that, than just endlessly posting resumes. But I find that interesting that people will keep working that. But when it comes to networking, they'll say things like, you know, I talked to five people and or a handful of people or a few people or however they want to define it and say, I didn't see it was worthwhile. It got me nowhere. And why would I keep networking? I just see it as a waste of time. Well, my response to that is, if you take that same logic, you wouldn't be sending out any more resumes, would you? And so why are we holding networking to such a high standard of I need to get immediate results? We're sending out resumes and doing it for months and not hearing anything from anyone. You're willing to keep doing it. I'm not asking you to spend months sending out endless or trying to make endless networking contacts, but there's a couple of facts you really need to know. And that is, there's three categories of people that you will find when networking. The first category, we call them ambassadors. These are the people that are going to go out of their way to help you. They will call you. They will connect with you. They'll say, let's have a cup of coffee in a month again. They'll check in. They'll on LinkedIn, they'll recommend you for something. These are great people, but you know what I want to tell you? They're only like 1 in 20. And so 1 in 20, that's not very good. I mean, we got to contact 20 people before we find one ambassador. Yeah. Again, it's what I talked about earlier. It takes work. You know, I'm not going to tell you networking is easy. I'm telling you it's something that we can help you do, you know, by guiding you through the process of getting the names, teaching them teaching you what to ask people to make those networking meetings productive. But now we're getting to the point where I just want to tell you that it's hard work. It's a lot of work. But, you know, if it gets you the job you want, if it's the breakthrough that creates the opportunity that you've always been looking for, what's wrong with hard work? So 5% of the people, 1 in 20, are going to be these people that say, yes, I'm going to help. 75% of the people, the middle of the bell curve, if you are, these are people that will say, yeah, I'll give you a hand. I'll help out. But then maybe they don't. And these are people that are positively intentioned. These are people that want to help, but these are not people that are going to be proactive like an ambassador is. These are the people that when the time is right, we call them that category, they're there to help you. So those are people that you have to manage rather than like the ambassadors where they're trying to even manage you and help you. But what I really want to tell you in the middle of this is 20% of the people, 20% of the people, 2 in 10 or 4 in 20, however we want to look at this, are people that are what I call deletions. These are people that you thought would help, people that quite honestly should be helping you, but they don't return your phone call, or in some way they let you know they're not inclined to help. Get used to it. So these are the facts. I want you to know the facts. 1 in 20 or 5% of the people are going to look for that person. They're going to try to be helpful. They're going to be extraordinarily helpful. They're going to go out of their way. 75% of the people, nah, they'll help you when they can, but you're not the first thing on their mind, like with the ambassadors. And then 1 in 5, if you will, 20% of the people, these are the people that are going to kind of let you know you're bothering them. Well, I can't change the world. What I can change is you, and I can change your approach, and I can help you to see that your attitude is important here. We're not trying to get everybody proactively looking and working and helping you. We're trying to find that 1 in 20, that 5% that's going to go out of their way to help. We're going to try and find that silent majority of when the time is right, they will help you. That's, now we got 80% of the people that will help you when the time is right or more. And then we just got to thicken your skin and my skin a little bit and realize that there's a lot of people out there for whatever reason like to kick a dog. And if they want to kick a dog, fine. We've identified them as deletions. We move up, we move on. just don't let when you run into a couple of those people make you feel like that's what networking is all about. That is not the case. Look, I'm not overstating these numbers. I'm saying 1 in 20 will be highly productive, but I am saying that's worth it, because it's the same thing with applying online to those jobs that I mentioned earlier. All you need is one job to make the difference, right? We're not looking for 20 job offers or 10 job offers. We're looking for one really good job opportunity that you and the employer agree that the match is right. It's the same thing here. We're looking for somebody, somewhere, somehow that you're going to be perseverant, you're going to connect with, and they're going to say, I want to help. Believe me, they're out there. You need to reach out to them, you'll find them, and you'll end up categorizing people just as we did. There's the ambassadors that are proactive. There's those silent people that'll help when the opportunity is right. And there's 20% of the people that aren't worth your time and you just need to move on. So if you will, take a look at tip number 26. It's going to walk you through this, tell you a little bit more on how to deal with and work with those types of people, those three categories. And it's all about not only people you know, but it's also about people that they know. And if we work this tip, we're going to make networking something you get to do that'll get you where you want to go. I look forward to you taking a look at this, and I always look forward to your feedback on how you feel this tip is working with you, because together, we're going to work through this. We're going to make this website better and better and better, and we're going to help more and more people. This is our goal, is to leave a legacy, a phenomena of help, of people that in a professional manner have formed community and at the dog pound are helping people throughout the world to create the futures that they've envisioned for themselves, their families, their loved ones, and all the causes they want to support. We together can get this job done. Isn't that what networking is all about? Count me in the 5%. I'm there to help. Oh,